Everyone, do the Ramban and the Ron.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you want to look inside, or should we just review what they're saying? What's the machlokas? Okay. What's the factually? Good, Ross. What's the machlokas factually? What's the machlokas factually?
So it seems to be that one side would say that you can have matzah that comes about from something that is a chemus agent that's not water, but it's also not chayav karis, which is really weird.
But what's the Ramban's kasha? Let's start with that.
Well, that is the question: is how could you have something that could be yotze matzah that isn't chayav karis by chemus?
No, that's not his question.
That's
what's his question?
Part,
no, what's his question? What's his main question?
The limud tells you that anything which you can't be...
Limud here, you mean the Gemara?
Yeah.
Be precise.
Yeah.
The Gemara's limud is...
Right. The Gemara's limud is that something which you're not going to have courage for, then you can't be able to say...
Better. What else does the Gemara teach us?
Right, so that teaches us that you can't use
Mepharis. Okay, fine. But more than that, why can't... When the Gemara says that anything I... if I mix flour with Mepharis, right, the Gemara says what doesn't happen? Machmitzen, right? So what don't I need if I have that?
Lachamoni.
Exactly. Good, okay. It's simple, nice and simple. I don't need the pasuk of lachamoni. Why? Because if I know definitionally that if I mix my flour with fruit juice, there's no fermentation... So what lachamoni can't be teaching me anything about that. So what's lachamoni teaching you? No. What? What is it teaching you? Okay. What is it teaching you? That one. What? What does Iran say? What's Iran's point?
He says that the
Gemara that says that flour mixed with what do you call it? Mepharis is a machmitz. What's that talking about? How does he learn it?
He says that when it says that the only something which isn't chayav karis you can't be yotzei matzah with, he's talking about the dagam.
Good, the flour.
Not the
pasuk's teaching you about
the mixture.
The liquids.
Yeah.
Right. Which, by the way, without defining it, on the surface, the Ron is very nice, right? I mean, the Ron's very because the Gemara we all along know about what do you call it about dagam. We know about the grains, the solid, the substance. Now the pasuk lachamoni comes to teach you about the liquids. Okay, what's a machlokas? How do you define this machlokas? What's a machlokas here? What's up, Zucker? Sorry, sister. So the Ramban is easy. The Ramban's saying, if you look at this, if you look at it as a process,
then,
said it beautifully, Ellie.
Yeah. So in terms of the process, right. So the din is that the process, right. So the process of matzah is one which. So you can only produce a chalas stream of matzah if the process could have led down the road towards chametz.
Right.
And you veer it towards matzah.
Right. So meaning we look at this mixture. We have a mixture in front of us of a solid and liquid, right? Or flour and water. We'll have this mixture. And now it is going through a process of fermentation. Okay? Versus the Ron.
Right. The Ron is saying no, it's just din in the underlying substance.
Now listen to this premise. Listen to the premise. The premise, I think you have to say this by the Ron, which I don't think is a crazy way to learn. But if you think about it, there's another way to look at matzah. Now, how is matzah built, right? It's built first from what?
Flour.
Then
you
okay?
Need another thing to, like, turn it into.
Right, exactly. Like, flour is the ikkar, right? And then what you now do is you add an ingredient to the flour. So it's looking at the mayim, right? You're not looking at two components coming together to produce something. You're saying there's an ikkar.
The mayim has an effect on the flour.
Right, exactly, right. Which, by the way, yeah.
The mime is like cooking.
If you think about it, I mean, that's why I said the Ron, in my opinion, the Ron, from just a bias standpoint, I'm definitely more biased to the Ron, because I know, like, let's say when I bake, you know, I use almond flour, but when you bake bread, right, you start off with what, so to speak?
Flour.
Your flour. You're taking your flour and you're manipulating it. You're manipulating the flour. You're adding water to it, you're adding eggs to it, you're adding to the flour.
No, it just depends how you view the mixture.
No, you know what, come on, you're just finding for the sake of finding. You know I'm right. I'll prove it to you halachically. We had that by Mizonos also, not to give away the whole sugya. By Emotzi and Mizonos, you see that? That Mizonos, it's the dagan that makes it chashuv. And then it's just a question of how much do I, and I want to say vulgarize. That's not a word, right? Vulgarize?
Corrupt.
Corrupt, yeah. Oh, good God. How much I corrupt, it's true. How much I corrupt that mixture to determine if it's possible to kiss it or not. You know what I mean? But that's always a starting point. Okay, good. Okay. That leads us now to the.
But the Ramban would have like the same exact thing.
Okay, guys, Perek Vav Halacha Hey. Hey, guys, in Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Hey. What does the Ramam say? Ha'osa Isa?
Ha'osa Isa min achitim u min ha'orez im yish ba tam dagan yotze ba'yidei chovasa. So if you make dough with wheat or with...
No, and...
Or, sorry, with wheat and with
rice.
Rice. Then if it has the taste of grain, so then you're Yotzei Yehovah.
Okay, everyone understand that? Not important for our sugya, but it's always that's a halakhic idea.
Yotzei rice monta on
this. As long as I can taste wheat. That's an excellent question.
Wait, what does that mean?
Not for our sugya.
No, it has to taste grain. Like wheat.
No.
What?
No.
Does it have to taste the wheat or does it have to
have a top?
I don't know.
He says the clavim, so for like dog food... Right,
no, close. Well, you're right. It's like this doughy bread substance that's made for dogs normally. Okay, go on.
So whenever the shepherds eat from it, because
it's still for a royal chilas adam. Fine. Now, here comes our halacha. Listen to this. Matzah
shalasha b'mei peros. So matzah that it stows from mei peros, or from fruit liquid. Yotzei b'yedei chomas v'pesach.
So far, so good?
Yotzei
chomas. Now, before we read the next part of the Rambam, I don't know if you guys remember this. I told you early on, the Gemara's case by Reish Lakish, right, was shemen yayin dvash, right? And then in the end, mei peros. I said, pay attention to that, okay? Because all along, we thought that honey, etc. is mei peros. Turns out, somebody disagrees with that. So the Rambam says, if I mix my flour with fruit juice, okay, I could be Yotzei Mechiyuv. So if I mix my flour with orange juice, I'm good to go. But, that's your cue.
But you don't make the dough with wine, or shemen, or dvash, or chalav, or oil, or honey, or milk. Mishum lechem oni, because of the pasuk that says lechem oni.
Kamashim yarnu,
as we explained earlier.
Vim losh v'achal.
And if you made the dough out of...
You needed it.
You needed the dough with these and you ate it. Lo yotzei yedei chovah, so you're not yotzei yehovah.
Okay. So
on the first time?
Right. So according to him, what's lechem oni? Hold on. There's regular matzah, which could include both what? Water and orange juice, right? And then there's matzah ashira, which is made with yain shemen dvash, right? Okay. I want someone to tell me. It sounds like it is usser. Okay? It sounds like it's now one second.
No.
You can't tell me it's an isser, right, insofar as chametz is concerned. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that, what, there's an isser for me to go ahead and, on again, let's make it simple for you guys. On Pesach night, to go ahead and mix my ain lushin. That means you're not allowed to.
Right, but that doesn't mean it's chametz.
No, seemingly.
That little word, what?
That says, don't make your matzah with these things. It's not saying it's usser, it's saying don't make your matzah with
No. Ain lushin. You're not allowed to.
That's not
why.
Yeah, no, even if no, one there, second. What? Well, Graver. Let's say you're right, right? Let's say you are right, correct? Even that doesn't make any sense. Because let me ask you a question: who cares what I make? The halakha is I can't eat it. Don't. And by the way, it's not that I'm not eating it. I'm not yotzei mechiyuv. Okay, so I'm not yotzei mechiyuv. So what do you mean, a lashem? What you say is, listen, be aware. Only a matzah that has these ingredients, and if I eat it with honey, so then I don't feel my obligation. But a lashem. That's very strange. See, what's the address? Now listen to this. Yeah. Well, I'm going where the grizz goes in. Okay. So in Parakei Halacha Chaf, what does the Rambam say there? Okay. So you can add some sesame seeds, for instance, into the dough. Be aware of that. Okay. Not the end of the world.
That's just contradictory. Okay.
Oh, calm down. 1 second. So on the third or fourth day of Pesach, I'm allowed to go ahead and knead, right, together, right, my flour with my honey. That's perfectly fine. However, for those who are...
Uvyam Rishon.
So, Graber, now's your time for tshuva.
Yeah, that's not what he said here. That's what he says here.
I know. The grid starts with Ein Lashem, by the way. You'll see why. Okay. So the Rambam clearly says it's Usser, right? Why? Elokadeshia Lechem Oni, right? They have to be Lechem Oni. Uvarishim Avadu should start with Yozichon Lechem Oni. Okay? What?
In
challenge we have here is, what exactly is the address of this Isser? What kind of Isser is this? How can you tell me it's prohibited? Again, this is not Chametz. Get out of thinking Chametz. Nothing with Chametz. This is, I can't knead together... And what produce? I mean, think about it. According to the Rambam, does that mean I can't sell matzah shira on what do you call it, Erev Pesach? It's absurd. Okay. Or let's say I bought. Yeah, it's very strange. Okay, yeah. You don't. So look where he says. All right, she quotes the Rambam. Paragraph alacha. Read. Oh, second. Says v'chein pas solas nikia biyoser. This is you, Joey, right?
Where is
it? Harizu Muteris.
If
All right? At the end of Halacha Hey. See where he says, what do you call it?
It's three lines up.
So if I go ahead and let's say I use very fancy flour, right? And mix that together with water on Pesach night, I would be Yotzei. But now the fact that he says that should tell you there is a Havamina, right? Oh, because you... Okay, go back to the sentence before.
I know, but it didn't.
No, because of Allah, Allah, Allah was a kind of
pursuit. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Solas Nikia, Yose, Harezum, Teras, Yose, Ba, Idehovaso, Pesach, Ben, Orenba, Ain Zelachamoni.
Now, what word is he going to pick up on? All right. I gave the easy one to you guys. What is he? It's funny he starts with this. Again, Vechain Pasolas Nikia, Yoser, Hareze, Muteras. What do you mean, Solas Nikia is permitted? Right? Sure. This is not a question of Isser and Heter.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, but that's not Isser of Heter. Right. What do you mean it's Mutter? It's Mutter. Right? Yotze b'nei chavasa pesach. Right, keep going.
Lishna de muteres shekatav arambam tzarek iyun de atu lechem she'eino lechem oni yisir yishbo. V'halo kol hadin de lechem oni ne'mar rak le'inyan latzeis bo yidei chavasa matza.
Right. Explain.
Do you want me to explain?
I do.
Okay. So he's asking, well, why are you using, at least kind of what you said, right? Why are you using Lashon HaMutter? The Rambam, like, why is the Rambam using that, rather?
The entire din of Lechem Oni is what?
It's all in whether or not it's matzah.
Right. No, your matzah shal mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. Again, let's make sure we're all on the same page. What?
What's your
answer? Right. We're talking about matzah shal mitzvah. Matzah shal mitzvah, it's either you're yotzei or not yotzei. Not asur mutter.
Well, he's talking about needing it, not about eating it.
That's also true. But no, the halo kol hadin lechemoni, all about lechemoni. He's saying, you're right, but he's saying, even talking about mutter and usser in the realm of solos nikia, or what do you call it, or dvash, etc., what are you talking about?
They're all part of like the
umazesh hosiv ram shi. Why does a ramam have to add in by solos nikia that it's mutter? What you should just say is that v'chein pas solos nikia b'yoser, yotzer b'yidei chavasa pesach. So, there's two layers to the question. The first is that all he should have said was Yosidei Bechavasa. On top of that, why is he saying Mutter? Because he says Valo Kol Din Lechemoni Nema Rakli Nil Atzis Boi Dechavasa Pesach. Not about Isser. Lechemoni is not. There's no.
Zed Lashon Rambam Beperikei Sham Halachachach. But by Yom Harishon Aser Lilosh Lekatef Ela B'Mayim Dovad Lo Mishum Chametz Ela Kedei Sheyia Lechem Oni.
Okay, stop. So the Rambam says over there, he says, what are you not allowed to do?
You're not allowed to knead it.
Right. You can only knead it with water. You can't knead it with anything else. Well, you can't knead it with, what do you call it? With
any non-water substance.
Correct. Okay. So why? Not because of chametz, but rather because on the first day, you need what? Remember these words. Zikaron lechemoni.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
That's, right? A remembrance of poor man's bread.
I don't know what that means. I'm a different Rambam. The din de lechem oni ein zerak tnai ve ha-cheftza shel matzah.
He brings out his Brisker guns immediately, right? So, so what is he saying? He's saying that the din of lechem oni isn't just what? What's it tnai?
A condition.
Good. In the?
In the object of matzah.
Okay.
Dekol she'eno lechem oni lav shema matzah latzis ba yidei chovaso matzah.
Okay, so what you'd want to say to answer the question is, all right? Oh, excuse me. If he didn't have this question, in other words, if he didn't have the question, how would he learn the relationship of lechem oni to matzah? Meaning what? Okay,
it's like a qualifier of matzah.
Okay, so I have something called matzah, and then what?
You need lechem oni within the matzah.
Good, right? It's like I have matzah, and then in it I have lechem oni. Right, everyone understand that? In other words, I have matzah, and then in it I have lechemoni. Right, so it emerges from it. Okay, so therefore,
it emerges from it, or it's something that you need in order to make matzah.
No. The lechemoni. I have matzah. Now, from matzah, matzah begets lechemoni.
Okay,
but that means if I don't have lechemoni, I still have matzah. Okay, everyone understand that? That's the normative man way of learning.
What is matzah if not matzah?
DMK my shitaya did the din ze has kiro hecha
haha
haha be parake.
Yeah.
Dilo Myri claw medin chovas achilas matza. Rak medin achilas chavetz medin a easter of a heter ma mutar le echo be pesach ma aser.
So what's he saying?
So he says that if so, that it's a din in Zikaron.
No, it's coming to tell us. It doesn't mean Zikaron there, right? The klal b'din chovas achilas matzah. This isn't talking about, in other words, in Parakeh, what's he talking about in Parakeh? I know it's a little cryptic. What's he talking about in Parakeh? Let's go back to Parakeh real quickly.
The super flower.
Look at what? Right? In this whole section of the Rambam, you know what he's talking about? He's talking about chametz. He's talking about chametz and matzah. So he's saying, where does the Rambam put this halacha? Right? In the area of Isser v'heter of chametz and matzah. Right? So he's not learning lechemoni as like built into as a keem of the matzah, so to speak. Right. He's not learning that way.
It's a din in Isser v'heter and
chametz. Right. Because you see the Rambam puts in that category. He puts in the category of things I'm allowed to and not allowed to eat on Pesach, lechemoni stuff, right? So it can't just be built into the chafza. Keep going.
But what's he saying? Isn't it necessary?
Close. If so, right, what's the need to teach us?
Okay, to teach us that the matter of lechem oni, it's only on the matter of lechem oni.
Yeah, what does he mean to say delobi and lechem oni rock me? Why would he have to tell us that lechem oni only applies to the first day? No, duh. He says right after that, he says halom mevuarhu the mitzvah sachilas matzah he rock.
Why would lechem oni only apply on the first day if we just said lechem oni? He says iser beheter.
Because what do we know? We know as a fact. As an axiom, halom uvuarhu, it's clear, the mitzvah achilas matzah, he rock b'layla b'shona, right? It only exists on the first night. So why would the Rambam ever have to tell us that, what he called, this idea of lechem oni yom rishon? Of course. Let him watch. Keep going. You'll see. He says, rather,
elavada nira medivere Rambam, dehadin de lechem oni hu din
b'fnei asma. This makes Rosalow very happy. Okay, just translate what that means. Again, this is fancy brisker talk.
Certainly, it would appear, according to the words of the Rambam, that the law of the affliction is a law in and of itself.
Okay, so what has he just done, right? Again, what has he done? So again, we're not going to say it yet, but he's broken it away from matzah, saying it's whatever lechemoni is, it has its own, so to speak, orbit of halacha. It's not matzah and then lechemoni from it. Rather, it's something else. Now, but you don't want to say, I know why you said it. You don't want to say it's a different chafsa. That's going to get really weird, really strange. To what? You're going to tell me that, you could say that. That what, you have a chafsa of matzah shal mitzvah and a chafsa of matzah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any matzah made with flour and water is a matzah.
That's a strange idea.
To be yom rishon dovad hu shetzarech liyos is yikar lechemoni. All right, dizel milta b'fnei atzmo shetzarech liyos zikar on lechemoni.
Okay, and that's also a little bit of doublespeak. But what does he say? He says, when the Rambam says what? He says, ukumosh chasal l'shona b'yom rishon, only the first day, tzarech liyos zikar on lechemoni. There's an obligation that it must be a remembrance of lechemoni. We don't know what that means yet, right? Hare dizel milta b'fnei atzmo, meaning that's showing you that there's a separate idea of that of. Zikaron lechemoni, okay. So again, I'm trying to walk you guys through this step by step because it's very cryptic. First step, he says, is it's a din b'fnei atzmo. Okay. Now, what is that character of din b'fnei atzmo? Like, what gives it that ability to be its own halacha? Zikaron lechemoni. What is zikaron lechemoni?
We don't know.
No idea. Okay.
Where do we even get?
Shar yemei haPesach. Ella dekachu dina dematzos zikaron.
Oh, wait a second. So that's true, right? So then what you would think at this point is what? What would you think at this point?
Because Zikaron is separate from Matzah Shal Mitzvah.
Well, again, he's saying the implication is that you would think this applies to all the days of Pesach.
Because it's not tied to Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Rather that this din
de mitzvah Zikaron.
That's so weird.
Notice what he slipped in there. Right? See that? There's a mitzvah, there's a separate commandment to do what? To remember lechemoni on the first day.
But it's not tied to...
Where do we get this from?
Matzah Shal Mitzvah.
That's what we need to understand.
Where is he pulling this from?
That's a great question. No, by the
way...
Right, so you don't mix them together. right? If you did, you yotzei chiyuv. Hare dechalk on the shnayim. So what do we see? We see the Rambam in that statement is dividing into two.
Two different isurim.
De'ein.
De'ein lashinota mishum lachamoni.
That's one.
Ve'im lashvacha yotzei yedecha
vacha. Because 2 points. A, I'm not allowed to knead on Pesach night flour with honey, right? And if I did it and I ate it, I'm not yotzei mechiyuv.
So this supports the division of the...
Well, no. Keep reading. V'im.
V'im kol yisod hadin d'lecham oni who is that tonight behachefta shall matzah mitzvah. But you didn't say that before.
No. You're saying if you would think that, if you would think that's true, right?
So yishin achshavet matzah l'inyan hamitzvah imken mazud d'kamar ein lashon is it
ein lashon, right? Is it a nemar baze? What is he talking about? Whereas Avery telling me that lechem oni is a din in the chefsa matzah itself. So what do you mean ein lashon? What's the address of that? But v'havali lemeimar. What should he have said? Rock.
V'havali lemeimar. Rock de benilusha b'mei peros yotzin ba u'benilusha b'yain v'shemen v'cholav ein yotzin ba mishum she'en alechem oni.
That's what he should have written. That's what I told you guys before. The Rambam should have written that I just can't consume this substance, right? If it's made this way, I can't have it. That's the easy way to learn. But he didn't. Rather, elavada nira. Very confident, by the way. See that? Vada, of course. It must be appeared what? Dizeu.
Dizeu din bifne atzma de'ein lashin mishum lachamoni. Umishum zeh.
So again, repeating himself.
Right.
But as a side, he's saying that it's a din bifne atzma. Again, din bifne atzma. We don't know what that means. Keep going.
Mishum zeh din lo yatza gam b'di'eved im lash ve'acha.
And because, so if that's true, that's an important point. So what you would think is, see, if it's a tanai in the chefza, so what would I think? So on the first side of Pesach, let's say I have matzah shira. Okay, so I'm still yosi b'di'evin, right? You can formulate it that way. But he's saying, no. If it's a din b'fnei atzmo, and I go ahead and I knead my flour with my honey.
Can you be able to say it with the davar aser? Because it's like,
That's what he's saying.
B'di'evin, you would be able to?
No, he's saying here, that's why you're not even yosi at all.
Well, it sounds like
it's because it's aser to knead it. So that's the address of the isra.
Lo yatsa gam b'di'evin.
Oh, so the isra here. Okay, fine. Yeah, so
Saval Ikar Adin.
Aval Ikar Adin Delechem Oni who is that Shein Lashin Mishum Sheyet Zikaron Lechem Oni.
Remember that? Again.
Right.
Why can't I mix the flour with the oil together? Because what do I have to ensure happens? Lechem Oni.
Right.
Zikaron Lechem Oni. Zikaron Lechem Oni. Keep going. See that other word he slipped in there? That wasn't Mat. Not too confident, right? This somewhat answers, not completely, a little answer, right? Keep going. Okay, so when I use a fine flour, right? So, in other words, he's saying, well, why does he use the word mutter? Because technically speaking, I didn't violate lechemoni. If I use very fancy flour, I have not technically violated lechemoni. It's like avak lashon hara. Keep going.
We don't know why that is because we don't know what lashon hara is.
Keep going. You don't.
Right.
Raku dimfei aso and emra also laila imkain.
Imkain be yisod. You know, ein rak hisaron kiyum bilvad ella deim achla ba'ashirut kavar al hadin de lechemoni.
Wow. If a guy ended up eating, if you ate this matzah that's made with honey, he's saying, Ka'avar al hadin de lechemoni.
You're over lechemoni. Whatever that means.
Lechemoni is
this is a wild idea.
This definition.
Dizel yisod adin de lechemoni. Because that is the very foundation of what lechemoni is, which is. I mean, it's like. Right? If it's going to be poor man's bread, what does that mean? Don't eat it. So what do you call it? You can't eat it wealthy-ish. Right. Okay. One thing I've been very consistent with when we've done these rochayims and grizzes, I always tell you, whenever you do these things, you don't have to agree with the Rambam, by the way, but this will always produce a foundational change in how you look at a major area of halacha. Right? This one little paragraph. So think about it. I don't think anyone here, me included, ever would think of lechemoni as like or dim b'fnei atzmo, or this idea that it sounds astonishing. Yeah.
So
no.
Be a positive zikara,
well, let's just take his question for a second. Like Rindy pushed that question a little further, right? In other words, not just why not lush, but what could the Rambam have said other than lush?
Can't eat it, huh?
Like a bake, right?
Right.
Isn't it very interesting that he chooses kneading, right? Not baking.
So that's the beginning of the
yeah.